AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The U.S. is moving to reopen the Strait of Hormuz. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
U.S. Central Command says it has reopened a passage through the strait free of Iranian mines. Iran responded by sending missiles, drones, and small boats at commercial vessels under American protection.
We have defeated each and every one of those threats.
Admiral Brad Cooper says the military blew up six Iranian small boats. Breaking Iran's hold on the strait would ease global economic concerns, but also risks reigniting full-scale fighting. The United Arab Emirates says it came under Iranian attack today for the first time since a fragile ceasefire took hold last month. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The United Arab Emirates says an Iranian drone sparked a fire at an oil facility that's a key pipeline hub used to bypass the Strait of Hormuz. Stocks are lower in late-day trading on Wall Street. Oil prices have jumped. The Supreme Court has restored broad access to the abortion pill mifepristone. She wasn't in court, but in Los Angeles, Britney Spears avoided jail time with a guilty plea to a lesser charge in a DUI case. Spears recently completed a rehab stint. Michael Goldstein is her attorney.
I don't think anybody's happy about pleading guilty to anything, but under the circumstances and to get this behind her, I think everybody is pleased with the result. We appreciate the court. We appreciate the thoughtful disposition. We appreciate the district attorney recognizing the positive steps that Brittany has taken to help herself, and we expect that she'll continue to do so.
The plea offer was standard for defendants with no DUI history, no crash or injury on the road, and a low blood alcohol level. An electrical fire forced the closure of Broadway's Eugene O'Neill Theater that has long housed the Book of Mormon. The theater in New York is closed temporarily. This is AP News. The AP's Julie Walker reports Calvin Duncan's first day on the job in New Orleans had some unusual twists and turns.
A Louisiana man who spent decades in prison for a wrongful conviction began work Monday overseeing the criminal court in New Orleans after a judge blocked the state from eliminating the position. But Calvin Duncan's day soon got messy, a high court stepping in, freezing that decision at the state's request.
Respect the voter's choice, excuse me. That's what I would say to them. The voter spoke. It's a democratic process.
Duncan won 68% of the vote to serve as criminal court clerk. But at the urging of the state's Republican governor, the GOP-controlled state legislature raced to pass legislation eliminating the position days before Duncan's term was to start, transferring the duties to another official. I'm Julie Walker.
And I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.